seagull circled in the sky above them, its shadow flitting across the grasslands. Jesse and Gus looked up. It was the seagull who had almost got them killed when they were on the quest to find Gus's father, the Unicorn King. They knew it was him because he was grayer than most gulls, and his wingtips were black-tipped. Seagull.
Aw, ain't that sweet?
Gus, what do you want? The seagull landed with a flurry of feathers. He started strutting around Jesse and Gus, wings on his hips. If seagulls could frown, he would be frowning. Gus and Jesse stood up, not wanting to be in the position to look upwards at the naughty bird. Seagull. The king sent me to find you. I've news of the lovely Aslan, but if you don't want to hear it, then I'll be off. The seagull cocked his head to the side and flapped his wings. There was still no reaction from the unicorn or the little girl. It wasn't what he expected. Seagull.
Here I go, off into the great blue yonder, with my beak firmly shut. Mum's the word, as you humans say.
Gus. Fine, stay. What news do you have for my father of Aslan? Jesse.
You better not be just beaking off, either.
Gus.
Or I shall quickly impale you upon my horn. So what of Aslan, Mr. Seagull?
Seagull.
Mr. Seagull, now you're talking.
The seagull perched himself on the tip of Gus's horn, so that Gus had to cross his eyes to look at him.
Jesse, like I said, no beaking off.
Seagull.
Your father asked me to find you. Aslan has been taken prisoner by the sorceress Morgana. She is using the magic in Aslan's horn to destroy Camelot.
Gus.
Where is King Arthur, then? And where is my father?
Jesse.
King Arthur? You can't be serious.
Seagull.
Oh, I'm very serious, little girl. King Arthur and your father are battling Morgana's son Mordred and his army. There is no time to waste. If Morgana continues to use Aslan's magic for evil, it won't be just Camelot that falls, but the veil between both of our worlds.
Gus. Jesse, this is really too dangerous for you to join us. It is magic of the darkest kind. I'm going to take you home first.
Jesse. No, you won't. We're a team, Gus. Wherefore thou goest, I goest.
Seagull.
Huh?
Jesse. That's Camelot's speech.
Seagull.
They speak the king's English in Camelot, child.
Jesse.
All for one and one for all. You're not going without me, Gus.
Jessie quickly slipped on her boots before vaulting onto Gus's back. She left her snow coat behind. It was too hot in the plains to wear it anyway. Gus reared and surged forward, breaking into a ground-eating gallop, the little girl clinging to his back. The seagull took flight and flew beside them across the great plains. Herds of multicolored unicorns, including the massive battle Kirin with the body of a bull, and the wise and smaller Keelan, looked up as the prince raced by them, tail in the air, mane flying.
Gus, to battle, my friends! The king needs you! He fights against Mordred and Camelot!
As one, the stallions reared and whinnied in response.